This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. As you just heard, the U.S. Supreme Court's announcement that it will consider whether former President Donald Trump is allowed to hold office again means Colorado is once again at the center of the election world. CPR's Megan Verley has more.
No matter what happens, Trump's name will appear on Colorado's March 5th Republican primary ballot. But whether votes for him will be counted depends on what the Supreme Court decides. That time pressure means this case is moving at warp speed. The High Court set oral arguments for February 8th, so both sides have only weeks to get their cases together. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Colorado is backing off plans to ban religious instruction from its new universal pre-K program. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Leaders of the state's UPK program had tossed around the idea of explicitly banning religious teachings during classes funded by taxpayers, but those rules weren't fully hashed out before the program launched last fall. Chalkbeat Colorado reports at least 40 faith-based preschools are now enrolled. Religious groups threatened to sue the state, and a new set of draft rules published this week no longer includes the restrictions. The state's Department of Early Childhood Education declined to comment. The department is also facing a lawsuit from several Catholic schools challenging UPK's anti-discrimination rules. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Aurora Police Officer Randy Rodima was sentenced for his involvement in Elijah McClain's death today. A judge sentenced Rodima to 14 months in jail and 4 years probation. He was convicted for criminally negligent homicide and third-degree assault last year. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.